But the purpose of the leaking of the papers was, of course, to prove that the S.L. Breeze were lying to us.
Now, direct from CBS News, this special radio Net Alert news report.
Have won a complete victory. By a 63-63 decision, the Supreme Court has lifted all restraints on the New York Post, on the Washington Post and the New York Times for printing the Pentagon Papers. Sorry if I'm out of breath. Dissenting were Chief Justice Warren Burger, John Holland, and Harry Blackmun. What the majority ruled was that restraint cannot be applied, that it has to be justified by the government. The government did not succeed in justifying it. There are concurring opinions, but that, for the moment, is the core of the issue. By 6-3, the Supreme Court has ruled that the New York Times and the Washington Post may resume unhindered publication of the Pentagon Papers. The two Nixon appointees, Chief Justice Warren Burger and Harry Blackmun, were part of the minority of three, including Justice John Holland. Daniel Shore, CBS News at the U.S. Supreme Court.
This Net Alert report has come to you from CBS News. We now resume the regular program schedule on this CBS Radio Net Alert station.